Log Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Charles Davis of Fox Sports.
This is Mason Mitchell, driver of the Happy Cheeks Ford Fiesta.
Hey, this is Dave Blaine.
Hey, this is race car driver Connor Day.
Hi, this is motor racing announcer Bob Bart.
This is Adam Alexander with Fox Sports One.
Hey, this is Alan Bestwick with ESPN. You're
listening to Sports
Sports Talk with Brian.
And we are live here, friends, on a Tuesday night edition of the program. Glad you guys could take some time out of your night to spend it with us. On tonight's program, yes, folks, we are less than 24 hours from the biggest sporting event in Boise, Idaho in a long time. The boys in blue are in Glendale, Arizona. They are all fired up. They went through a walkthrough at University of Phoenix Stadium. It's going to be a fun one. Number 10 team in the nation, Arizona. Number 20 team in the nation, Boise State. 2 p.m. Mountain Time. On ESPN, a reminder, we'll have live pregame for you, 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 1:30 p.m. Mountain Time, Blog Talk Radio, Sports Talk with Brian Nolan, pre-Fiesta Bowl preview. And then I also will be hanging out with the guys at Bronco Nation News. We will have a noon podcast. Our Bronco Nation News podcast will be noon. Blog Talk Radio will have that for you. So I got two podcasts, early morning ones. I'm not really an early morning person, so I got to get my 5-hour energy all ready to go. So, but it's going to be a big day tomorrow. Hopefully the boys in blue can pull it out. I'm just hoping it's a good game, that is for sure. On tonight's show, it's going to be a good one. From collegefootballquest.com, he's actually on the line right now. We're going to bring him in just a few moments from now. Jarrett Singer, he's going to join the program. We're going to preview the Fiesta Bowl. We're going to also preview these two dandy of a college football semifinal games between Heisman winner and Heisman winner, Oregon and Florida State. And then Urban Meyer and the Ohio State Buckeyes facing off against Nick Saban and Roll Tide, Alabama, Ohio State, in the second of the two New Year's Day college football semifinals games. We'll get his thoughts on that. And then we'll get his thoughts on Jim Harbaugh, officially introduced as the Michigan Wolverines head coach, a 7-year, $5 million a year contract. He is officially the University of Michigan head football coach. So I'm sorry, Oakland Raider fans. I'm sorry, New York Jet fans. You will not be getting Mr. Jim Harbaugh from the 49ers. He is a fact college football, that is for sure. A couple more things here before we get Jarrett onto the program. Update from around the college football side of things in the game currently going on in San Francisco Stadium. Stanford leading Maryland 14-7, under 11 minutes to go in Santa Clara. Stanford with the lead by 7 there. In the Belk Bowl, UGA, the Georgia Bulldogs, Nick Chubb was going out of his mind, over 260 yards through running the ball. Georgia cruises past Bobby Petrino and Louisville 37-14 in the Belk Bowl. And then in the Music City Bowl, Brian Kelly and company defeat Les Miles' LSU Tiger team 31-28, Notre Dame with the victory. There, we'll keep you updated on the Foster Farmers Bowl. Right now, folks, at this time, I'm going to bring in the program. He is a writer, reporter, whatever you want to call him, for collegefootballquest.com. They are trying to go to every single stadium, every single stadium in the FBS. They're going to try to do it. They've gone to many. I've looked at their website. They've gone to quite a few, so we'll have to ask him about that and more. But please welcome to the program, Jarrett Singer. Jarrett, thanks for joining this evening. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. It's great to join you, Brian. Always love jumping on and talking college football everywhere we can. So it's great to be with you.
Now, before we get into the college football, the bowl manias, just tell me about what you and Al are doing with trying to go to every single arena that features some college football teams.
Well, we're actually trying to not just go to every stadium, but we want to see a game at every and I still call it Division One, but every see a game at every Division One school, and there's 128 of them, I guess, and we're just having a blast trying to make our way around to get into them all. And you know, to me, there's no greater game out there than college football. It's the game itself, but it's also everything that goes along with it. You know, each each venue, each place, each school has its unique charm, its tradition, and it's our goal to experience that at each and every stop along the way. So we're we've been doing it for 7 years. We're having a blast doing it. We're not one of these crazy people out there trying to do them all in 2 years. We're taking our time. We're doing our research, and we're not rushing through it. We're trying to spend a weekend at each site to get the whole atmosphere of it. And it's something that we are enjoying doing and just having a blast.
That's really cool. Have you guys been to Boise to see that blue turf yet?
We have not. It is high on our list, and I must say that I create some scheduling nightmares because I am a true blue Florida Gator fan. So I like to avoid traveling on those weekends where Florida is playing a game I want to see, since the times could potentially conflict. So it really narrows down the windows of weekends where we travel. So scheduling is quite difficult. But Boise is definitely one of those schools that's near the top of our list that hopefully we will get to in within a couple of years.
Well, I'll make you guys a deal. Whenever you guys come up here, let's all meet up, maybe go to like Buffalo Wild Wings or something, and I'll get you guys a couple of sodas or something. I'd love to catch up and meet you guys. That'll be really cool.
Absolutely, I will hold you to that.
All righty, you got it. Let's head over now to the team that plays on the blue turf, the Boise State Broncos. They'll be facing off against Arizona less than 24 hours from now. Now, Boise State, this is unlike previous seasons here, Jared. Two-loss team for the Broncos. Now, you're thinking Broncos going to a big-time bowl game. You're thinking, well, two losses. I really don't think a two-loss Bronco team. Well, with this whole new system and everything with the college football playoff, it's really turning a big step in the right direction that they can have some mistakes. And just like Coach Brian Harsin in his first year, even though they've had a couple bumps in the road, they're still on the right track. And one of the reasons why is Jay Ajayi, the junior from Plano, Texas. Over 20 touchdowns this season, he's already declared for the 2015 NFL draft. Just first, give me your thoughts on this Boise State team overall. And then second, what are your thoughts on the junior out of Plano, Texas, and Jay Ajayi?
Well, I think he's probably a guy that your casual Big Five conference fan has probably not heard a lot about. Probably doesn't get the respect nationally that he deserves, or has certainly been playing like. But he's going to have one grand stage to really bring in those fans and show what he can do on a major stage. I think he's a tremendous talent. I think it's going to be a big loss to have to deal with that next year, but you cross that bridge when you get to it. But he's certainly a major, major talent that I think is going to have a lot to say on the outcome of the Fiesta Bowl.
Now, one of the guys that is going to try and tackle Jay Ajayi is Scooby Wright, the third, the Lombardi, Chuck Bednick, Chuck. Bednarik and Bronco Nagurski, award winner, one of the best defensive players in the FBS, 153 tackles a season, 6 forced fumbles, recovered one of those fumbles. Boise State's definitely going to have their hands full of number 33 tomorrow afternoon. Just tell me about Scooby Wright and what does he bring to the defense for Arizona?
Well, that's certainly for sure. That's something that Boise State's going to have to figure out where he is lining up on the field and certainly have a plan to keep him away from wherever the ball is. Because when you watch Arizona, the one thing that stands out is Scooby Wright is around the ball. He is around the ball all the time. And if you cannot keep him away from the individual assignment and one-on-one, when he's one-on-one, he's going to make the tackle. And that's something that Boise State, to have success in the running game, you're going to have to get two guys blocking him. Otherwise, it's going to be really tough running the ball. But, that's when you have a month to prepare, you figure out those things. And hopefully the Broncos have a game plan to attack him and to deal with him. But he's certainly going to be a presence on the field, and his name will be called on the broadcast numerous times. You can certainly be sure of that.
Broncos facing off against the Wildcats, 4 p.m. Eastern time, 2 p.m. Mountain time. ESPN will have the call of that one. It's going to be electric. in Glendale. That's going to be for sure. Now, in a couple of days from now, it's going to be very, very fun as Heisman winner versus Heisman winner is going to battle it, with the winner going to the national championship game. Marcus Mariota, the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, facing off into Jameis Winston, the 2013 Heisman Trophy winner. Oregon, Florida State, Rose Bowl, Pasadena. This is going to be a fun one. Just give me your thoughts on the overall matchup here, Jarrett.
Well, certainly when all college football fans around the country were screaming for a playoff, this was the game we all had in mind, wasn't it? You know, this is going to be modern college football at its best. Points, nonstop points up and down the field. Defense probably not going to be a whole lot of a factor. It's probably going to be which offense stumbles more than which defense stops the other team's offense. And I think this is going to be a phenomenal game. This is going to be the game that we all had in our minds when we wanted a playoff. You're going to have two quarterbacks slinging the ball. Certainly Mariota is going to be running the ball. And I think we're in for a tremendously exciting, high-scoring, up-and-down-the-field kind of game. And isn't that what we all wanted?
I know that's what I wanted, that's for sure. Jarrett Singer of College Football Quest joining the program here, Sports Talk Rhino, live on the Tuesday night edition of the program. Jarrett, Ifo Efeolomu, the corner, star cornerback for Oregon, torn ACL in practice, done for the season. We're not playing this bowl game, obviously. But how is Jameis Winston and the Florida State offense going to try and expose the Oregon secondary with the loss of Olamu for the Ducks?
Well, to be honest, in my opinion, I don't really see it changing Florida State's game plan at all. I think this is the kind of game where both teams coming in know what they do best, and they'd be foolish to try to change it at this point. I think Florida State's game plan is going to be the same. Where I think it could play a factor is not necessarily on the field per se, but more in the confidence of Oregon. He was a guy that Oregon could look to be a calming influence at the right time and get the team jacked up when it needed to be. And having that presence not on the field could potentially be a factor in this game. Whether it's the defensive aspects of this game that really show up and cause offenses to have to do something different remains to be seen. I am of the opinion that this is really going to be the offenses imposing their will. So I think that lessens the impact of him not being on the field. But I think it's more the Oregon psyche. And can they get past that and do the things that they need to do with him not on the field and not having that influence on the field, where I think it could show up.
A couple more things here before I let you go. The final one we're going to talk about is the game in New Orleans, the Sugar Bowl between Urban Meyer, Ohio State, Nick Saban, Alabama, two of the most respected head coaches in college football to date. Let's first start out with Alabama. Blake Sims, T.J. Yeldon, they did get a bump in the road a couple times this year. But overall, once again, Nick Saban, I don't know how he does it. Every single year he gets these guys back to the promised land. Just tell me your thoughts about this Alabama team, especially that offense.
Yeah, and I think you hit it right there when you said the offense. I think that the guy that we probably should be talking about up there with Saban is Lane Kiffin, and the difference that he's brought to that Alabama offense as opposed to in years past. In years past, I think Saban has pretty much tried to win games with his defense. He's been pretty successful at it. But this year, I think that the offense kind of took a couple of steps forward. And I think at times you saw on the sideline Saban trying to rein Kiffin in a little bit. I think Lane Kiffin was a very good hire. He didn't quite have success as a head coach. Somewhat annoyed some people as a head coach, but as an offensive coordinator, I think you have to say that was a grand slam hire in the things that he's done at Alabama. And the fact that we're talking about this game somewhat coming down to, not coming down to, but being an important component is the Alabama offense speaks volumes of how this is not, you know, last year or the year before's Alabama team. This is a different Alabama team that can get it done on offense. If Ohio State's able to do some things offensively, you know, Alabama's got the offense to come right back at them with an air attack, not just the running game. So I think that's a little bit different wrinkle for Alabama this year, and we'll see what Urban Meyer comes up to counter that on the Ohio State defensive side, because I certainly think that Lane Kiffin's going to take his shots down the field, and that could change the dynamic of that game pretty early on, I think.
Jared Singer of College Football Quest joining us here, Sports Talk, run on live on the Tuesday night edition of the program. A couple more things here before we let you go, Jared. Let's look at the Ohio State, especially in their quarterback situation. It's kind of like a blessing in disguise. You have Braxton Miller start out the season. He gets injured. So you bring in JT Barrett, who plays most of the entire season. Then he gets injured. So you got a guy in Cardale Jones who played fantastic in the Big Ten championship game. However, he's facing this Alabama team. Before we get into next year and what they do next year, let's talk about Cardale Jones and just give me your thoughts overall about Cardale.
Well, I think he's in for seeing some things on the defensive side that he did not see in that Big Ten championship game. I think we can all pretty much be certain that Nick Saban's going to have some things that are going to completely confuse him offensively, and how he reacts to that, I think, is going to be critical. Does he make the proper checkdowns? Does he make the proper audibles? Do they get out of those plays that Alabama is going to sucker him into? You know, can Ohio State avoid those kind of plays? If they can, I think this could be a lot closer game than people think. If he plays like, a guy starting his second game under center, and Nick Saban can lure him into doing those things that he wants him to do, then it could be a very, very long day for Ohio State.
Now, for next year for Ohio State, they got three great quarterbacks. There's been a rumor mill going around about Braxton Miller looking, he may be transferring. I've heard Florida State, I've heard Oregon as possible transfer thoughts there. I've also heard he could just stay where he is. Where do you see Braxton Miller next year for where do you see him?
Yeah, you know, I really don't have any guess. You know, these things can change a lot. Rumors are rumors floating around. Sometimes, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. But things have a way of settling themselves down in the off season when these guys have time to sit down with their coaches, talk, and find out what their plans are for the following year. So more likely than not, you know, the smoke that he's going to transfer, there's probably something to that. But I think it would be very, very premature to speculate on where he ultimately ends up, because, you know, there's recruits out there who still haven't even decided where they're going to land up. And, you know, the kids these days, they want to come in and play right away. So if an undecided declares to a school and he looks at the landscape and it changes a little bit, he may be heading someplace different. So, I think that remains to be seen.
Folks, you can follow Jared on Twitter at CollegeFBQuest. One last thing here before we let you go, Jared. News, obviously, I think you've probably heard the news, Jim Harbaugh going to Michigan. What's your thoughts about the hire?
I think that is absolutely 100% a slam dunk hire for Michigan. I think you have to tip your hat to the powers that be at Michigan and probably the owner down in Miami a little bit for retaining his coach when he could have made a run at Jim Harbaugh as well, and his close ties to Michigan. But I think it's a grand slam hire. Jim Harbaugh is one of those guys who just gets it. He understands the landscape. He has already, in my mind, made some very, very smart decisions in not wanting to be the highest paid college football coach, taking less money, which will give him more money for his assistants, which is something that the Big Ten has been somewhat reluctant to do. You know, they've kind of kept pace on their head coaches, maybe not so much on their assistants, which has probably driven some head coaches out of the Big Ten. So him taking less money to do that, so he's got more to spend on his assistants, just to me is further evidence that this guy just gets it. He's going to recruit phenomenally well. It may take him a year or two because he's already behind the eight ball with recruiting this year, but there's no question that that's a Grand Slam hire, and Michigan football is going to be back to Michigan football sooner rather than later. Now, is he going to be coaching at Michigan, you know, into his late 60s and be, you know, a 15-year guy at Michigan? No, probably not, but he's certainly the guy to bring Michigan football back to Michigan football. And I'm sure there's some guys a little bit further south down in Ohio at Ohio State that were not too keen on him ending up at Michigan, because that's going to make Urban Meyer's life a little bit more difficult at Ohio State than it has been in recent years. So there's no question. It's a great hire for Michigan. College football is better when Michigan is better. And that rivalry with Ohio State is interesting, and I think there's no question that he will have them back there very, very shortly.
And you said it right there, that rivalry with Ohio State, that rivalry just got a lot more interesting now. Jim Harbaugh versus Urban Meyer, count me in. That's going to be fun indeed. Folks, like I said, you can follow Jarrett on Twitter at collegefbquest.com. Also, check out him as well as his buddy Al at collegefootballquest.com. Jared, it was a pleasure. Let's have you on again right before the national championship and preview the winner of Oregon, Florida State, and Alabama, Ohio State. Thanks, Jared.
Absolutely. Sounds great. Thanks for having me on, Brian.
Jared Singer from College Football Quest joining the program here 21 minutes after the hour, 9:21 in the p.m., 11:21 p.m. Eastern Time, Sports Talk with Brian Nolan. I'm your host, Brian Nolan. Let's get an